Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where there's so many things happening there that are going to blow your mind that you should really go there right now. So what's up? Happy Thursday.
How are you doing? What's going
on? Hi, Mattis.
What's
up? I'm kind of like having mixed feelings about it being September 1st.
Why?
Because the summer's over, although in San Francisco, we uniquely get our summer in September.
We never get a summer.
We get summer.
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks, we're going to get hot weather. But it's been like freezing cold, 58 degrees every day.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the summer's over and
you did a lot of things over the summer. You went places.
What did you do? I got my clitoris massage. What else?
You traveled.
Where'd I go? Michigan?
You went to Michigan. You went to LA. And
once.
All the stuff.
I just feel like I need something bigger.
I thought you were going. We had all these places this weekend.
I'm going to a cabin.
The
it's
going to
be super fun, the cabin. We're going to be on a lake. I'm going to be on a motorized raft.
You've done the cabin.
I've done the cabin. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying whatever. So, yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good. I am working as usual, but I got some concerts to go to this weekend. I'm going to see Lil Wayne, Lil Weezy, and then I'm going to a festival called Identity Festival.
Yeah, everyone keeps talking about that.
Yeah, it's a like electronic dance festival.
Oh, God, shoot myself in the head before I go there.
What? It's not like...
Just give me a lot of ecstasy and I'll be like, perfect.
No, there's a lot of people. They're handsy. They're in love. They love each other because they're on stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you would totally love it.
I would love it if I was taking drugs. I don't love house music. It's not my thing.
It's electronic, not house.
Electronic. What's the fucking diff?
There's a couple differences.
I know. There's differences. I shouldn't just totally... Because sometimes I do find myself enjoying that kind of music.
I'm sorry, it's not Wilco, which is, you know, highly enlightening.
I love Wilco. It calms me down, which is very much needed sometimes.
But it's not a party like this would be. It's a party. People.
Where is it? When is it?
Crazy.
What day?
Saturday, I believe.
I'm going to be at the cabin. But yeah. I would love to go. So, okay, you can call in right now if you'd like. Our number is 415-992-7392. We're going to be talking lots about sex today because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why your woman is or is not having sex with you. We're going to talk about why people have sex and why they suddenly men and women stop mm-hmm. having sex. There's reasons. Like, you know, you're in a relationship and you're like, why doesn't she want to sleep with me? Why doesn't he want to sleep with me? We're going to talk about those reasons behind why that motivate someone to sleep with you and why people don't sleep with you. And we also, tomorrow is Free Friday, and we've got an awesome show tomorrow. So everyone should tune in tomorrow, Free Friday. As you all know, I went on orgasmic meditation retreat last weekend, and I got my clitoris massaged by several gentlemen. And one of the gentlemen is going to be on the show, and another one where he's going to call in.
Okay.
So it's going to be a super fun day. And then I want to tell you that if you want, we still have our contest going. If you want 3 months free of Sex with Emily, all you have to do is like the Sex with Emily Facebook page. Every day one person is randomly selected. We'll let you know. And if you've already liked it, you're good to go. And just the more active you are on the Facebook page, the more likely we will be to select you.
Good.
Good.
How's everything else going?
Everything is good. I'm good. I'm totally excited for the weekend. And
is there any developments with the website? Weren't you going to talk to some people today?
We're going to have a conference call later.
Oh, conference call.
I haven't had the call.
Hey, you know, this is our family. We can talk.
Can we tell everyone?
We can tell everyone.
No, just there's stuff going on with the website.
So we're
going
to put some more new stuff.
More new stuff. Make stuff happen.
Yeah. Some changes. Just so for you guys to enjoy more content. Every day there's new things on the website.
Right. We've got new videos up today. Two new videos. My amazing new intern Dexter shot them. They're awesome. You should check them out.
Yeah. You should be at sexwithemily.com every day.
Every day. Go there. It's super fun.
If you're at work, it's emilymorris.com.
Exactly. This is what we had to do. In the office, it was always sexwithemily.com, but some offices block Sex with Emily. So it's Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E, like the code. And
there's not like any porn on there, so it still works safe.
It still works safe, but it's just the whole sex thing.
Oh my God. It says sex. No one ever does that.
I know. Ever. Seriously. That's all anyone's thinking about anyway. And what about all those computers at the work they find porn on? You know, whatever. Yeah. Sex with Emily is benign compared to that. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Free Friday, and then we've got a new poll up, which I'm going to announce again, which is which one of these constitutes cheating? Which one of these do you think makes you feel like, this person cheated?
All of it.
Thinking sexually about someone else.
Oh, no.
Sexting someone else. Yeah. Receiving a lap dance. Confiding on a person at an intimate level or watching porn. Which one? Ooh. Which one do you think?
Yeah. These are testy ones.
I know. They're good, huh?
Can I tell you what I feel?
What do you feel, Menace? I want to know what you feel
deep
inside.
Okay, run down them real quick again, and then I'll...
Thinking sexually... Okay, what is cheating? Thinking sexually about someone else?
Slow down. I'll respond to each one. Number one, I don't think you can help it. There's no way
You can't help it.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's not cheating.
Right. Like... Totally. Yeah. You think about the guy, you know, whatever. You think about whomever walking down the street, can't help it. Okay. Thinking sexually about someone else. Okay. Sexting someone else.
Yes.
Cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though I don't believe in the whole emotional cheating thing.
You don't? There is a whole movement about like emotional cheating.
But I think that, sexting with somebody, I believe will just lead to.
Right. But sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you just have sexting partners. I've got a friend who has like five of them, and she just like gets off on the sexting, but doesn't ever see them.
Yeah, but I don't want my girlfriend sexting with anybody.
True. Dude, it's cheating. Okay. Yeah. In your book. Receiving a lap dance.
No.
Okay. Confiding on someone in an intimate level, like emotionally.
See, chicks think that's cheating. I don't think so. Okay. Because I think.
And you don't go there anyway, intimately. You?
What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding.
Did I talk to with the other people? No, you have to confide with other people other than your partner to like figure out the situation so you know how to talk to them.
Right.
So that's not cheating.
Okay, watching porn.
Not cheating.
Not cheating. I agree.
Yeah. So
but there's lots of people who think that it or who are threatened by men who watch porn. A lot of women are in relationships that they think I'm not good enough. My boyfriend husband watches porn all the time. Does he want me to have double D breasts and fake blonde hair and whatever?
Those are the crazy high maintenance chicks.
No, they're not crazy high maintenance chicks. They're chicks that are not as informed about why men actually need to watch porn and why it's good for why it's actually can be good for them. Not in the addictive crazy level, but in the just like every once in a while, like it's good. Guys have a lot of
stuff to release, and it's and sometimes when they're having amazing sex is when they even want to watch porn more. But it doesn't mean that they choose porn over their girlfriends. Yeah. And I've said this before to you. You've heard this. You've heard every single story I have in my entire repertoire, probably. But no, when I was in my 20s and I was dating this guy, I was like probably like 24. I was really, really confused by the fact that he watched porn, because I was like, we have amazing sex. I knew that he was so into me, thought I was hot, telling me all the time, so attractive. It was a total disconnect. Like, I didn't get that it's a separate thing that men do and that they, like, need it, and it actually can help them sexually, help them grow and not grow. I'm like, help them grow and learn and change. But it can help them sexually, too, if they're, like, releasing in that way as well. It's just a separate thing for men. Men need a lot of different places to release, and so it's fine. I don't have an issue with it anymore. Now I totally get it. Now I encourage it. Now I invite guys over to watch my porn, because I have my Fire TV porn box, FYRETV.
I know, where you can see double penetration.
Double penetration.
Crazy stuff.
It's awesome.
So everyone go to sexwithoutme.com, see if you feel the same way.
Yeah, go to that poll and vote on that poll. ASAP.
Get on that poll, ladies.
Get on that poll. And then we have some emails today that we'll be reading. People want to hear more about my orgasmic meditation, primal sexual energy, and not cheating. Those are some emails. And we'd love to hear from you. Feedback at sexwithemily.com, or there's an easy Q&A section on the website that you can just send us your emails and we will answer them. And then, like I said, we're going to be talking about why she does or does not want to have sex with you. 5 reasons she stopped having sex with you. Do you ever wonder, have you ever been with someone and she was like, I'm not into it anymore?
Yes.
And it kind of sucks, right? You're like, what do I do?
What's going on? I thought we had something.
We had something. Why'd she disappear? Yeah. Where'd she go? Right. We're going to talk about that.
I mean, usually it's because they want to get in a relationship. That's why they kind of just like.
Oh, and then they pull back?
Off. Yeah, they cut it off. They're like, uh-uh.
Right.
You ain't getting no more unless we're together. But I have definitely had one where I go, what the hell happened? But it was like, you know, I wasn't saying, let's commit, but she wasn't saying the same thing either.
Right.
But somebody else just came along, was just like ready to commit. And that's kind of like where I lost her. But I didn't figure that out till way later on.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah, this other guy wanted to
get but at the time you're like, why aren't you sucking my penis?
Yeah. Cause I really like that. And I want you to continue doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I understand. It's a bummer. Just be straight up to
say I found some other guy.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, people. And then we're gonna talk about how to get your partner or girlfriend to have more sex with you. And then we're gonna talk about why men don't want sex, which I've always known why men don't want to have sex. It's like obvious when you're dating a guy and he's going through a hard time, he doesn't want to have sex. Like when men are like emotionally distraught about something, and usually it's their work, they don't want to have sex. Yeah. And I believe it goes back to evolutionary psychology, like the whole hunter-gatherer caretaker, that when men feel like they can't take care of a woman, even if they're not even in a relationship, but if they don't have a job or they're looking, they have a hard time with their penis.
Yeah. I don't even want to go out on dates during that time.
I know, because you feel like, ugh, right.
I feel like a loser.
Yeah. But you shouldn't. Okay. We all go through those periods.
I'm like, if it goes further, like, I'm just going to be a loser. How am I going to...
We all go through those periods, though. I know. Yeah. But that's one of the reasons. So we're going to get into all that, which is so exciting.
And?
Yeah. And that's all. Yeah. And then we've got some sex in the news.
What month is this?
It's September 1st, which is kind of crazy. I don't even know how that happened.
October, November, right? That's when the ball is, and that's when you eat the banana on camera.
Oh, I'm going to eat a banana, maybe. Or you're going to masturbate with a Tenga... amazing masturbation sleeve.
All right, let's recap real quick.
Let's recap.
So there was this whole, what is it?
The controversy. Ball? Or no. Okay, there's the Marines or something.
Corps ball. The Marine Corps ball.
Marine Corps ball.
And one of the Marines got on YouTube and asked Mila Kunis if she would go to this ball with him. And I said... Of course she's going. And you said, no way. She's not going
to
do it.
She's going to have to be on site in Africa or something.
I'm like, no, she's not going to turn down some war soldier, not go to the ball with him. There's no way that is not happening. And you said, no, it's not going to happen. So I said, if she goes, then you have to eat a very large banana on camera at sexwithemily.com. And you said, fine. And it's already been all over the news that she's going. So I think that you should just do it now.
No.
And not wait and torture the listeners.
And when I should eat a banana.
So when you eat the banana, It's up to the listeners to decide if, in their mind, if you're eating a banana or
whatever
you're not
think.
Eating a banana.
Take your mind there, wherever you want to go. And then Madness, when he
I didn't
loses,
say it was anything sexual. I'm
no,
just saying you're
just
eating
a banana.
A
but it's going to be hard to talk and eat at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I just won't talk.
No, no, no. We want to hear you.
You want me to talk with a mouthful of banana?
Yeah.
I could really eat a banana. Okay. I could do that hot. But it's not going to happen because Menace is going to have to use a masturbation sleeve.
If I lose and she doesn't go.
Exactly. When you lose.
Isn't it like some crazy Japanese one that you
it's
found?
It's an awesome like $180 masturbation thing that you should be psyched.
$180?
You should be psyched that I want you to masturbate with this thing. I think it'll change your life. You know, there's all these sex toys that we talk about for women, but there are sex toys for men, too, that can... I don't know why guys are like, I got my hand, I need nothing else. Why not try a sex toy?
The hand has been around for a long time.
I know, but I've got my hand, too, but I just like to whip it on my sex... Oh, that reminds me. I'm getting a new bed today, okay? Finally.
What?
I've been talking about this forever. Not a new mattress, but like a new bed frame. And I've got like, oh, I don't know, a gazillion sex toys under my bed. So I've got to get home before the bed people come so I can move all the sex. I mean, they're in boxes and containers, but some of them might not. I don't know. I've got a lot of sex toys.
Like, this chick is a freak.
She's a freak. Why'd you let me in the freak's house? But I've got to like contain my sex toys. I got to get home. Yeah, I got to do that. I'm so glad I remembered that.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the new bed. I've been talking about it for months. It took me forever to order.
What sex toy do you think that would scare them the most that you have?
Probably the Hitachi Magic Wand, because guys look at that because it plugs into the wall and it's huge. People think it's like for insertion. Like it looks, it's phallic, but it really it's a massage. It's also doubles as a massager. You can use it on your back, whatever. Oh. And then it's very, very powerful and it's really good for your clitoral stimulation. And it like can give you like crazy orgasms. Like one of my interns got one when we were doing the intern sex toy review with Adam and Eve. And she's like, she couldn't speak about it. Like it like changed her life, the Hitachi Magic Wand. So everyone should go buy one right now on adamandeve.com. And you get 50% off most items and 3 free adult DVDs, free gift, free shipping. Use coupon code Emily at checkout.
Sweet.
Sweet. I think that would freak them out. And then I think... I don't think I have anything freaky. I have a lot of lube sitting around. Like I got pump lubes and lubes and stuff and condoms and so, yeah. But no, I think it's I'd be pretty good. But I'm just glad we had this chat. Okay, sex in the news. Kim Kardashian mystery buyer wants sex tape off the market. Someone is looking to buy the rights to the Kim Kardashian sex tape from Viva Entertainment, claiming they're willing to pay big bucks to completely remove it from the market. TMZ has learned the mystery buyer has hired a lawyer in Tennessee who fired off a letter to Vivid Honcho. I was approached by a private party who was asked about looking at the possibility of acquiring. Why doesn't Kim Kardashian just buy it and get it off the market?
Well, she doesn't want. It's probably somebody that
connected to her camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But what I was reading was the guy from Vivid's like, unless you got 30 mil.
Yep. 30 million. You're good because you read TMZ.
Yeah. Don't even come to the table.
It's worth. Why are people still buying it and stuff all the time?
Oh, yeah. They during her wedding time, it was they had millions of people hitting the website.
Wait, so there is one website where you can go and you have to buy it?
It's called KimKSuperstar.com.
Oh, okay.
And it's like
I've never seen it.
It's
have
like
you seen
30
it?
Bucks.
Wow. Just
so
to watch it.
They
once?
Had millions of people hit it up. It cost $30.
Does she gets a percentage of that now, right, in her deal?
Oh yeah.
She's kinda psyched, probably. She's probably over it. But is it hot? Have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it, yeah.
Hot?
Yeah, it's pretty hot. But the only problem is Ray J's on there the entire time. He's always in the camera.
Right, and you're like, dude, I want no penises. I'm trying to masturbate.
We
want to
see the chick.
Exactly.
So, yeah, she gets kind of dirty in it. And apparently, before they bought it, like because it leaked first,
right,
like on the internet. But then Vivid like bought it off somebody. And then so Kim Kardashian sued them to take him off the market, but they couldn't. They couldn't take it off the market,
okay.
So they sued it. So they made a deal where she gets a percentage of it. And in the original tape, he pees on her. But I guess like now the version that's online, like
really?
They cut that out.
Did you see
that's
that?
That's the
one?
Part that they cut out. No, I haven't seen that one.
He pees on her.
He pees on her.
She was so young. You think she wouldn't be into that kind of thing?
Yeah, but no. I knew young chicks. I've never done it, but they were into that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
I don't know what's up with the golden showers, but
yeah, some chicks are into it. Totally. Okay. Mark Anthony speaks, I never cheated on J-Lo. Shock. Mark Anthony says he'll always love Jennifer Lopez and wants everyone to know he never, ever cheated on her with any flight attendants.
Just flight attendants?
Yeah, what's that? The singer opened up about his divorce from Jennifer Lopez for the first time on Good Morning America Today, saying nothing sensationalistic happened to tear the two apart and there was no infidelity. He said it was just a realization on both our parts, these things happen. He says only has good things to say and he'll always love her. Blah, friggin' blah. Someone cheated. Someone's probably cheated. I don't know. You think they just fell out of love? Having two twins and her career so taken off again?
Yeah, that's what happens. Remember? I was just saying this a month ago. Once that chick's career starts taking off, she's going to end her – she'll end her relationship.
No, I don't think so.
I can give you a list of people.
I think because a guy becomes
it's threatened, and wimpy, and leechy, and clutchy.
No, like, oh, you're taking off. I'm not taking off. I feel insecure. No. My penis just shrunk 3 inches. No. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're successful, and I'm not. And she's like, you're becoming a leech, and I'm over you.
It's not that at all.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
not. How do you know? That's what it is.
They always think that they're bigger than they are, and then they...
I think that men have a hard time with powerful women.
No, I would love to have a powerful woman. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I would encourage it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, do your own thing, man.
I know.
That's great. Pay some bills. Cool.
You paid the bills.
Yeah.
Okay. America's best dance crew judge is in child sex case.
I know.
You heard about this
too?
I
can't believe this, yeah.
Former America's best dance crew judge Shane Spark allegedly sexually abused at least 6 young girls, in addition to the woman who claimed Sparks raped her when she was 12 years old. The documents were just made public. They're very disturbing, with the victim telling police Sparks forced her to have sex with him after driving her home from a dance class he had taught in 94 when she was only 12 years old. Man, that's going to mess you up for life. He started to make out with her and then rolled on top of her and pinned her beneath him. Oh, this is upsetting. 6 other victims. Why, people?
I know.
It's
terrible.
Sad.
And as bad as this is, none of the other people from America's Best Dance Crew did any press at the VMAs because they knew that would come out. Because they're always at all of them.
Is that a big show?
Yeah, it's a big show.
Oh, I'm getting cable this week. No, I am.
I've been hearing that for
interns are on it. They're helping me because I physically can't pull the trigger and do it. So I needed their help to bridge the gap between my ability to pull the trigger. Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
Okay.
I'm going to come in here and be like, so on Jersey Shore last night. Seriously, I'm going to become an addict. I'm going to become a total TV addict.
You're going
to
know pop culture?
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
You're
going
to love it? I'm going to tell you stuff that you don't know.
There's so much stuff that we could talk about.
I know. Just
That's
sex
related.
Just you wait. Okay, porn filmmaking shutdown after a performer tests HIV positive. Would not want to be a porn star on that shoot. An adult performer has tested HIV positive, prompting a temporary shutdown Monday of adult film productions across LA until further testing can confirm the results. Until we know for sure, we've asked the industry to have a moratorium on production. So they found someone at HIV. Can you imagine like how they're all freaking out porn stars? Yeah, that would suck.
Because
they shoot a lot in like a week,
you know?
They what?
They shoot a lot of porn.
I know. It's really scary. And
every
it can
day.
Take a while till you get the results and all that stuff until you it shows up. Yeah, depressing. Okay, so I'm glad I'm not a porn star. Yeah. Okay, Sex and Zen. Sex and Zen, the future of erotic films. A hit in its native Hong Kong. Have you heard about this film, Sex and Zen?
No.
It's a hit in Hong Kong and sure to be trimmed heavily or banned outright in mainland China. Sex and Zen Extreme Ecstasy is getting a boutique release across the rest of the world, including major metropolitan areas of the U.S. So basically, it's an outlandish sex and borderline gnarly cartoonish violence occurs. The story is around a Ming Dynasty scholar who marries a beautiful girl but finds himself lacking as a lover and unable to please her. He's obsessed with the smallness of his penis. And seeking carnal knowledge, he visits the conniving Prince Ning, and the scholar eventually wins admittance to the latter, and he sets him up as a sex healer, and then he has an operation to replace his penis, and he gets that of a donkey. He gets a donkey penis. It's been all over the press.
Is this an animation or it's live action?
Live action.
Really?
Yeah. He has a small penis, and then he gets a donkey penis. Which one would you rather have, small penis or a donkey penis? What's a donkey penis look like?
Oh,
it must be
huge,
massive, right?
Yeah.
They're always like hung like a donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never actually seen one, but I can assume.
A donkey penis.
I'd be scared of a donkey penis, personally.
What I like to do every time I visit Los Angeles is look for the worst movies on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
It's like a tradition with me and my friends, so we'll just, you know, get wasted and watch these movies. So if you want to find one that has a lot of sex in it, the one that we watched this weekend was called Wicked Lake.
Wicked Lake. So Wicked you look Lake. For the movies on Netflix with the most sex?
That No. They have the worst reviews.
Oh, and but you can sift through them?
Yeah, but they have the worst reviews. But usually the ones that have the worst reviews will have a bunch of nudity in them.
Oh, didn't know this, Menace.
Yeah, he learns something new every day. So this one, Wicked Lake, was all about these vampire chicks that are like nude the entire movie.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the movie will basically just stop, and then they'll just start all making out for no reason.
Doesn't sound like a bad movie cool. to me.
But talking about operations of penis, not to give anything away, but one of the chicks bites off some dude's penis and then
Ouch.
Spits it out on some other dude's face. It was
Seriously?
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So check it out, Wicked Lake, if you can sit through it. It's pretty awful, but funny at the same time.
Okay, good to know. Okay, well, that's all I have for Sex in the News, unless you had anything to add to Sex in the News today. Did you read anything?
Did I hear anything in the news? No, I haven't. Sorry. Okay. I usually have something, but today was kind of slow.
Slow news day.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everyone's getting ready for the big weekend.
Yeah.
They're not, like, releasing their sex tapes maybe till after Labor Day or whatever.
Yeah, because everyone's going to be gone. They're not going to be by computer.
Exactly. Okay. So, we can get into some emails.
Okay, what do you got?
That's what I got. Hamley, your episode on oming... okay, this is something I want to read because he said his episode on oming is only 7 minutes long on Stitcher and then abruptly ends. He listens on his iPhone and he can't directly get it through website. And he's a premium member, so I'm helping him out. If you're a premium member, if you're not a premium member, you're only going to get 7 to 10 minutes of the show. But when you're a Friends with Benefits member, which we hope you'll all join and become a Friends with Benefits member for 15 cents a day, $4.95 a month, like what is that? Like nothing for the best extra information of your life. So he was having a problem with that, but he wanted to listen more to the oming show. So just contact me if you are a member and you have some issue with it. If you're not a member, you're going to get 7 minutes. If you want it all, you can get an hour if you become a Friends Benefits mm-hmm. member. And it was a good show. P.S. You're funny, informative, entertaining, and oh yes, hot. Thanks for the show. Your homie, Bill. Bill is a premium member from Howell, Michigan, which is near where I grew up.
What?
Michigan? What? Michigan, yo. Love Michigan. Okay, so I do, but I left. Okay, hi, Emily. So I have a question for you that I'm not sure you can answer with a textbook definition, but most likely from your own experience and through the experience of your friends. My question is this. How does a man learn to give off primal sexual energy to a woman? And I know that confidence is appealing and a prerequisite, but there are lots of men who are confident in their approach, but you as a woman on a primitive level don't feel that pull. That tug, that mix of a desire and attraction for the lack of better terms, gets you moist. Wait, that mix of desire and attraction for the lack of a better term gets you moist. But I'm talking purely on a sexual level. How do I, as a man, find that appeal inside myself and learn to turn it on when needed? I'm tired of the friend, nice guy zone. Thanks, Frank from Portland. He's a Friends with Benefits member. He says, P.S. Why no Android apps? It's on my list.
What
I've got
hell?
Two iPhone apps, and I don't have it. I just need a developer to do
and
it
And you
for
have
me.
A Droid phone.
I've got a Droid. If someone would like to develop my apps into a Droid, email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Done and done. Okay, so this question he's asking me is how does he turn it on? And I do think it has to do with confidence and being in touch with your own, like in your mind, if you visualize when you felt the most sexually connected to a woman or had the most amazing sex, like what were you feeling at that time? This is kind of unclear to me, but how does he find that appeal inside himself and learn to turn on? I would say masturbation, like fantasy, like visualizing scenarios when you're masturbating, like really things that like about a particular woman. If you're about to have sex with someone, you're having a date with someone, you're dating someone, visualize how you want that scenario to play through and then kind of manifest it, I think.
Yeah. It's, remember, it's just do or die. Well, you're not going to die. But.
Right. But do you feel like you ever aren't able to turn it on, the energy? Like, do you feel like you have a loss of sexual energy when you're with someone?
Do I
don't know.
Do I have a loss? After a while, yeah. Sometimes it is.
I mean, a lot of times just chemistry, too. Yeah. If you have chemistry with someone, it's amazing. And find the appeal inside myself and turn it on when needed. I mean, I think you just got to practice, like, being in touch with your own sexual energy. And it comes through, like, yeah, visualization, meditation, masturbation, learning your own body.
Yeah. So a lot of time with you and Fire TV.
Fire TV. Check it out. You get 30 minutes free. You're a Friends with Benefits member. 30 minutes free of Fire TV. Awesome. Emily, hi. I have a question about cheating, or better said, not cheating. Since 2 years, I've had a female friend whom I got to know on a business trip. Sometimes we meet on trips, stay in the same hotel, and share our free time with each other, dining and shopping. We also have a very pleasant and funny email relationship, most of all about sex issues. So far, so good. Her problem is she's in love with me. And even worse, she really wants to have sex with me. My problem is I don't want to have sex with her.
What?
Or let's say my body wants to, but my soul doesn't. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I can't cheat on my girlfriend.
Oh, you got a girlfriend.
Whom I've been in love with for 25 years now. I only have to think about how I would be hurt if she cheated on me. What do you think about the solution? Can you give me advice? Do you know a solution? H from A, it says. Whatever that means. Yeah, good for you. Don't cheat. I think that your body wants it, your soul doesn't, that'll pass. Your body's always going to want it. Your body's always going to want to be with that woman. It feels really good. Our ego feels good. This woman wants you. She says she's in love with you. But you sound like a stand-up guy who's not down with cheating, and you've traveled a lot together, and it sounds like you haven't. So I would just say keep on keeping on and don't do it. But I also might try to distance yourself from her because, you know, you never know. You have a few cocktails in you. You might get tempted one night. I think it sounds like this uneven situation, and you really enjoy her company, and she might be getting the wrong messages, and even though you're saying you don't want to sleep with her, and she's telling you in love with her, and then you guys are having these intimate times when you're on vacation, when you're on work trips in the hotel room, in the lobby, and you're having cocktails, I just think it could be sending the wrong message, so maybe you need to distance yourself from her a little
bit. Yeah, and delete your emails, man. Please. Imagine if the girl of 25 years who you love found all that stuff.
It's so hard though.
You haven't even gotten laid from this chick. How much would that?
I know.
You haven't done anything physical with her, and then that could totally blow up in your face. You don't want to do it. Burn all the evidence and cut it off, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You got to cut it off, and it doesn't sound healthy because also you need to release her. She's in love with you. It's not going to go anywhere. You've already stated you want to be with her. So I would just say you got to distance yourself from the friendship because it's not fair to her either. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Emily and Menace. My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years now. We moved in together about 1 year ago. And before we moved in together, we had sex 3 to 10 times a week. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You go. But after we moved in together, we have sex maximum 2 times a week. Why is this? I think I've tried the most to get our sex life up and running again, but nothing works. She's still tired. She's so tired all the time. Love the show. Greetings, boy 21 from Norway, and I agree with Menace on the hand job.
Thank you.
From Trond.
Thank you.
Thank you. Why does this happen? Because couples that live together stop having sex after a while.
No, there's the before you have the excitement of seeing
the newness of a relationship.
No, not the newness, just the excitement of seeing each other.
Right. And when you live together, you're like brushing your teeth together, doing laundry together, making dinner together. The truth is cohabitation is not conducive to hot sex because the deal is with hot sex and all that 10 times a week sex comes from, the spontaneity and the unknown and a little bit of mystery and not knowing when you're going to see each other again and like missing each other. Well, when you live with someone, you don't have that. So this whole notion in our culture that we should like live together and become one is simply not conducive to hot sex because hot sex needs these other elements of unpredictability, of excitement, of newness, of all those things I just said. So that's why it's happening. And I would say that you should try to infuse some of that back into your relationship, whether you whisk her away for a weekend to a hotel room, take a trip somewhere, surprise her one night, do something special that would make her feel good, give her a massage. Like have a night where you set up something and it's all about her pleasure. Get her juices flowing again. Women need to get their juices flowing again.
I know. It sucks.
Give her a foot massage. I know it does suck.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. We need it. We get complacent. And guys get complacent too.
And guys get annoyed by things.
Like what? When they're living with someone?
Yeah.
I've never lived with anyone in my entire life.
I know.
And my ex guy that I was dating, he told me he thought that was not. He's like, I can't believe you never lived with anyone. Like, you should have lived with someone by now. But I just feel like I never wanted to because I knew that I would stop having sex.
What happens if you live with somebody one day? What do you think is going to happen?
I personally think it is my life mission that I will never stop having sex with that person because I have all the answers.
Oh, do you?
No, I don't. I'm infallible just like everyone else, but I'm really nervous to live with someone and just be like, hey, what's up in my sweats? Like, going to watch Jersey Shore. You're going to join me? Like, get the popcorn and the Pop-Tarts and meet me on the couch. Like, nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I ever wanted. And I just never had it was with anyone where I was like, let's live in. Let's move in together.
It hasn't been there? That's weird because you've dated people for a couple of years.
Yeah. I've done the few years thing. Mm-hmm. They always wanted, not all of them, but a lot of them suggested that we move in together. And then I suggested that we don't.
That's when you freaked out and ran away. True or not true?
True. We were not on the same page. But I feel like one day. I'm already living with a dog, and that's hard.
Oh, no. Lies.
The dog is taking a vacation right now.
You already kicked the dog out.
The dog's having a little vacation.
The dog already got 86th.
I'm spending the weekend with the dog. It's the perfect relationship.
Spend the weekend with the dog because there's going to be other people watching the dog all weekend.
No. Yes. But I'm going to be watching the dog on the weekend. It's like a perfect weekend. It's like a long-distance relationship
now.
This
is bullshit because isn't your ex-boyfriend going to be there?
Yeah.
He's the guy that owns the dog now.
No, he doesn't own him. Her.
He's going to be taking care of the dog. It's just like...
He loves dogs. He has no job. He doesn't work anymore, really. Whatever.
Dude.
What?
You try to spin things. I can see right through it.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, I can.
You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Hey, Emily. I'm ready to present a thought.
Present it.
There is so much written and spoken about making sure a woman reaches orgasm during sex, or more specifically, vaginal intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, much or most of the responsibility is placed on the shoulders of the man.
Yeah.
Yes, you mentioned he should slow down and there should be more foreplay, but in the end, if he comes before she is ready, it is his fault in most people's minds. The goal that is often so mentioned is simultaneous orgasms. Why don't women take the initiative? See what it's like to be the one responsible for the timing of the orgasms. If women had to get a guy hard, then climb on top and ride a guy to pleasure themselves to the point of orgasm and all the time paying attention to his level of excitement so that he did not come too soon or too late, they would see what is expected of the man. Give it a try sometime. All the best, Etienne. Mm-hmm. I do not think that the responsibility is placed on the shoulders of the man. I say there are things that men can do through foreplay, whatever, but ultimately the responsibility of female orgasm is the woman.
It is.
It is, but a man can have an
answer. They overthink it, though. You guys overthink it, and that's where you mess it up.
I do. I know that I...
That's why I need alcohol to just, chill. Or maybe you guys can smoke a little Mota. They should just legalize marijuana for women so you guys can chill the fuck out. That's what you should do.
Do you know that was the first sex... I don't know if I should even say this out loud, but I'm going to, because my mother... So I had not had an orgasm and when I was in college, and I was like, Mom, I'm bummed. Like, I haven't had an orgasm. She bought me this book. Mm-hmm. And she was like, maybe you should try smoking some marijuana.
What?
I know. My mom told me that. And I was like, really? Okay. Yeah. And I did. And it didn't really work. But, other things worked. But that was my mom. That was my mom's sex advice to me. She's just like you.
Your mom is awesome.
I know.
I would never have that conversation with my mother in a billion years.
I have so many conversations with my mother that most people would not have with their mother.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. She was like, oh, maybe you should try. Did you ever smoke marijuana?
What?
Yeah. Okay. So the present. So he's saying, yeah, I get it. I get that it's a lot of work for men and a lot of pressure on the simultaneous orgasm thing. I think that's all BS. I think the simultaneous orgasm thing, like when it happens, it's like. Once in a blue moon. Amazing. But yeah, there is a lot of pressure. And I get there's a lot of pressure on men. And I hope I don't make it seem like it's the guy's ultimate responsibility. I'm just trying to give guys solutions that they do need to slow down and that they do need to incorporate foreplay because women are not warmed up yet and we need slower sex.
Yeah. And you just need to smoke a lot of weed and drink alcohol and you guys will be fine.
What the F? Okay.
Sorry, it's almost a really big weekend for us here, so you gotta,
You're so.
You
funny.
Guys should follow me on Twitter, White Menace on Twitter, and you'll probably see. You'll notice when I'm drunk because I'll start tweeting a lot more. And it'll just be like random dish jokes within 15 minutes of each other. That's when you know.
Yeah, we always know. And sometimes you just say, I'm drunk with like lots of K's. And then you know.
There's nothing wrong with drinking if you do it in moderation.
Right.
Which I do.
Which you don't.
I do. I don't do it during the week.
Honey, that's not the same thing.
What does it mean?
Moderation means like moderation throughout. You get plastered on the weekend, every weekend.
And you don't drink during the week. Being responsible.
That's not moderation.
I'm trying to catch up getting for the whole week that I didn't
moderation.
Drink.
I know, honey. It's not good. You don't have to get plastered every weekend. Can't you just have a few cocktails?
No.
Why do you have to get hammered outside your mind and then have sex with random chicks?
Here's another idea. Alcohol tastes like shit. All right? So you shouldn't just drink it just, you know, I'm just going to have a couple cocktails. You drink it because you want to, you know, feel good. But you feel like crap the next day. This is another thing you got to figure out.
Moderation. When you drink in moderation, you don't feel like crap. I think you should try that this weekend.
Then I wouldn't. I can't even drink and eat together.
What do you mean? You don't eat when you drink?
No, because it
soaks up the alcohol.
Yeah, I don't like it. It doesn't
taste
good
together. It's like I've spoken like a true alcoholic.
I'm not alcoholic.
Right.
Moderation.
Okay. This one's for Menace. Can't wait to hear him complain about it on SWE.
All right. What is it?
California wants to ban styrofoam now. They sent an article.
Mother effers. Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Oh, California, why so uptight about everything? And this is from a Friends with Benefits member. This is from Carlos in Florida.
Of styrofoam everywhere?
Yeah. They want to ban styrofoam, and that's the latest target. Da, da, da. The bill by Senator Alan Lowenthal would prohibit restaurants, grocery stores, and other vendors from dispensing food in expanded polystyrene containers commonly known as styrofoam. It would begin in 2016. Think of all those Chinese takeouts.
Oh, yeah. They won't conform.
We banned plastic bags.
Yeah, but they don't conform now. Like in Chinatown here.
In Chinatown, they don't conform.
They don't give a fuck.
Chinatown does still give the plastic bags.
Yeah, they don't care.
I like hold on. I like hoard my plastic bags. Like,
yeah.
I like hoard them because I'm afraid I will not get any more.
They're recyclable. I don't think styrofoam is not recyclable. But do we cut down on styrofoam so much?
We have
here?
Cut down a lot.
There's none. I remember.
But we're San Francisco, though.
I remember. Yeah, but they're trying to do it all through
California,
which I go to like Los Angeles. I can't find very much styrofoam.
No.
At all.
I never pay attention. People stop doing it. Just stopped.
I remember when I was a young kid, I go to McDonald's. And, you know, I'll get my 6-piece chicken McNugget, and I'll get it in a little styrofoam box. It was good, and it's still warm and all that stuff. Now I get it as, like, a soggy paper.
Oh, right, because it's cardboard. I love chicken McNuggets.
Delicious. You can get 50 chicken McNuggets now for, like, 10 bucks.
Dude, don't ever do that. Don't ever get 50 chicken McNuggets unless you're
sharing.
You don't
think it's sexy? What about if a guy ate 50 chicken McNuggets in front of you just to prove a point? Would you have sex with them after?
No, I would not. Ew, he would taste like a McNugget.
You just said you love McNuggets. Now
I
you're
do, but like two. I don't want a guy to eat 50 of anything in front of me. Like a McNugget. No. Why? Do you really eat all 50 McNuggets when you get them?
I would attempt if I could. I'll probably stop at like 45.
They shouldn't even sell 50. That's what's wrong in the world. They shouldn't even sell that many to people because it's not healthy.
What kind of
and
eating
it's bad
have
for your sex life. If you're suffering your sex life, like seriously, like being unhealthy and eating 50 chicken McNuggets is not going to help you have a healthy sex life.
Okay. What kind of eating habits would turn you off from a guy?
Oh, I don't
know.
Do
you think it's sexy? You wouldn't think it's sexy if he took you to a fast food place?
Like if for dinner, he's like, hey, babe, we're going on a date. Yeah, and then he pulls up to Jack in the Box.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? Do they
have
those here?
Yes, they have Jack in the Box. And it's effing delicious. The ultimate cheeseburger.
Oh, it's awful.
The ultimate cheeseburger?
I've never had it. Honey.
I want to stick my penis into it. It's that good.
Speaking of penis, sticking penis in something, they're making American Pie again. One of my interns told me today.
Oh, yeah, they're doing the reunion. And then Tara Reid, who is a bitch, by the way, and I'll talk shit about her because I've met her before.
I've met her before,
she's
too.
Crazy whacked out person that's just, you know, just done too much partying in your life. See, that's moderate. That's a person that's not doing things in moderation. They're having trouble like making her look good on the set because she's so worn out.
Really?
From partying.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she doesn't look as hot as she did then.
Yeah. But
I never thought she was hot though.
You never thought? I think that she looked good in her earlier films. That she was, I mean, I'm not
no,
really
like
into
you
blonde.
Were hot. Right.
Yeah. But
People were hot for her.
She's just all weathered now because of the partying.
Right. Don't, kids, don't party. Don't listen to Menace. Don't drink. And don't drink and drive. And don't drink, drive, and eat chicken McNuggets either. Okay.
All right.
Let's move into our sex topic.
You know what I say every Friday on my other radio show?
No. What do you say?
When I sign off, and I got this from one of my idols who I used to work with in television. When he would sign off, he's passed away. He would sign off. He goes, "Don't drink and drive. That stuff will kill you." So that's what I do every time I get off work on a Friday.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Because you really don't drink and drive.
I don't. I will never drink and drive.
Right.
I had a family member killed by a drunk driver. So even though I drink so heavily when I can, in moderation, I always make sure I have a ride home. I'll never drink and drive.
Right.
It's not worth it.
No,
I don't either.
I mean, I don't drink that much, but I need to drink more, but I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So we're going to move into our sex topic now.
All right.
Why she does, okay, five reasons why she stopped having sex with you.
Because she's high maintenance, biatch.
No.
And she only wants Louis Vuitton bags. And if she doesn't get her Louis, then she's not going to have sex with you.
Number one, she's angry at you.
Yes.
And it's not because of the Louis Vuitton bag. Most women cannot be intimate with the man they're angry with. Unfortunately, many women bottle up their resentments. Your woman might be stark, raving mad at you, yet you haven't had the slightest clue you've done anything wrong. You ever had that experience?
Yeah, it's
she gets
because,
really mad and you don't know why.
Yeah, because she's like, you go, is there anything wrong? No, I'm fine.
Yeah. You got to like, pull it out.
Anything
wrong?
No, I'm fine. And then eventually you go, you stop asking and they go, and then they start going off on you.
Yeah.
What the F is that about? Why are all women the same like that? Why do they do that? Where did they learn that from?
I think it's hard to get in touch. I think communication is really, really hard. We're not taught, like in school, we're not taught that, like how to communicate in a relationship. Like you have to learn it. And so you just like, it's hard. You think, oh my God, he's going to react. And sometimes women don't even know what they're feeling or what they're angry at. And they do bottle it up because they think like, I don't want to come across like this girl. So I'm going to keep it or maybe it'll get better. Mm-hmm. And then they just get angry, angry, angry. So the solution is to talk to her, calmly ask if you've done anything that upsets her lately. So you just, instead of asking what's wrong, to say, have I done anything lately that's upsets you? If she quickly says no, change the subject, ask her again and encourage her to be honest. It's possible that once she gets what is bothering her off her chest that you can have mind-blowing sex again. But a lot of women, I mean, and men, we hold things in. Mm. A lot of people are not in touch with that. And I'm telling you, communication is a lubrication. I've said that ad nauseum and I mean it. The better the couples communicate, the better sex they're going to have. So communicate, communicate, communicate. Don't hold things in. Whatever you're holding in right now, that thing that you think that you can't tell your partner because he's going to freak out or whatever and you're upset about something, just talk about it. Because what happens is these things build up over time. Women, men, we hold resentments and they just build up. And you can't even remember why you were mad. There's so many things. So just nip it in the bud. You got an issue with your guy. He did something that pissed you off this morning. Tell him at night dinner. Deal with it right away.
And then be able to drop it, though.
If you discuss it.
That's another thing, too. Like, you beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
That's the problems I've had in my relationship,
they
too.
They keep coming back. Like, you talk about it, and they want to talk about it again and again and again.
I'm like, we discussed every avenue of this conversation, and then they come back.
Right.
And they go, why did you do that? And I go, did I already explain it? Five effing time. Like I stay calm.
Maybe they want to be connected. They didn't get the answer they wanted.
I stay calm. I'm not into arguing. I came from a family of divorce.
Yeah. Me too.
Arguing, I do not like it.
I just
want to resolve an issue right away.
Right.
This is what's going on, blah, blah. And then if you bring it up a couple times, that's when I'm just like, all
right,
I'm done.
Right.
Like,
right.
Get the hell out of here.
She keeps coming back. She can't drop it. I guess if you did something really bad, like cheated on or whatever, but you don't do things like that.
No.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it's not that easy, but if you ask her calmly, like, have I done anything? Whatever. Okay. Number two, why she doesn't want to have sex with you? She's overwhelmed. Maybe she's not interested in sex because she's just overwhelmed with obligations. Her work, workouts, night classes, family dinners, drink with friends, cleaning the apartment, children, whatever. It's a miracle her head hasn't spun off. So when she gets home, this is the solution. Help her. Help her be less overwhelmed. Help her with dinner. Give her a massage. Do something like that. That will calm her down. Tell her she isn't allowed to do anything but have a sip of wine and relax. Do you know how nice it is when you're stressed out and you go see your boyfriend or guy and he's like, it's okay, babe. I got it all. Just have a glass of wine. Have a seat.
Okay. And then make sure, you don't give him crap that week for
give
something.
Give him crap? What do you mean? Because he was nice to you for 5 minutes?
Because he was nice to you.
Yeah. Well, it's sweet when, like, someone's really overwhelmed. I think that's true. Like, I'm really wound up. Like, this guy that I've been dating, like, I got to his house. You know I've been kind of wound up lately. And I was totally stressed out. And I got there and I was like, tense. And he's like, and he did that. And he was like, do you need a glass of wine? Do you want to just have a seat? It's all good. We don't have to talk about it, whatever. And it just felt good to have someone there to be like, help me unwind. And the wine. It was helpful. I will give you that. Another reason she doesn't want to have sex with you, this is huge, huge, huge one. She feels unsexy. You know, women, they gain 3 pounds.
Yeah.
They're bloated. They have their period. She just feels unsexy. She's exhausted. Maybe someone insulted her. She's comparing herself to her friends. She doesn't feel hot. So encourage her to take some time to maybe pamper herself and to treat her to an afternoon at a spa or something like that. Sometimes, no matter how many times you tell her she's hot or she looks great, women aren't going to believe it because they're just feeling fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bummer. So sometimes just paying her a genuine compliment will help remind her how attractive you think she is. Sometimes we just need to hear that from our guy. Even if we dismiss it, we're like, you're wrong. My ass does look fat in these jeans or whatever. When a woman is feeling like, I have a lot of friends like this, like who feel... I have a very close friend who goes up and down 10 pounds. And it's common for women. 10 pounds, like 5, 10 pounds. She's tall, so it's like 10 pounds is like my 5 pounds, whatever, 10 pounds. And she feels like she can't date. She doesn't want to go out. Like, she shuts down. She's not feel sexual. And she, to me, like, she's the same, whatever. But when a woman feels unsexy, like, she's not going to want to have sex.
Yeah.
So make her feel sexy. Another reason she might not want to have sex with you is that she thinks the sex is boring. Mm-hmm.
No.
Perhaps she's just dull, routine, and has become like too dull for her liking. So if you catch her yawning amid sex, have sex in a different location for a solution, such as in a secluded outdoor spot. Incorporate aphrodisiacs such as chocolate and strawberries into your lovemaking. Buy her a naughty negligee or a toy. Do something that spices it up. She gets bored. Women get bored.
Strawberries and chocolate.
That's hot.
Is it?
I love strawberries and chocolate. That would be so sweet if you were like, here, honey, I have some strawberries and chocolate. You'd never do it, but I think it'd be awesome.
The cheesiness factor.
It's not cheesy.
Crazy.
It's delicious. We love chocolate. Okay, how about just chocolate? Bar of chocolate.
Yeah, here you go. Snickers.
I know dudes. I have guy friends who keep like bars of chocolate in their freezer, so they always have it for like when a woman comes over. Because we like a lot of women crave chocolate, and it just feels good
cool.
to eat chocolate. But guys don't usually have it.
I just throw a bar at you.
Guys aren't usually chocolate obsessed. And then the fifth one is that she's just no longer attracted to you. Despite what she may say to your face, she may never be in the mood for the simple reason she's no longer attracted to you. Your touch may have sent shivers through her body.
Heartless bitches.
and sometimes it took the greatest. This saddens me right now to read this because you think about when it dies in a relationship, your touch used to send shivers through her body, and it took the greatest amount of restraint to wait till you got home from the party to have sex. Mm-hmm. You know when you're first dating someone and you like can't keep your hands off each other and you're like can't wait to get home and have sex and all that, and then it's like gone. You're like, whatever, I don't want to have sex. So the solution is it might have to do with someone else. I mean, it might not have to do with you, but it could have to do with it. Maybe she's seeing someone else. I don't know. So you got to ask her and talk about it, or maybe there is something that you're doing wrong. I don't know, but it might just be over. It's a bummer. I've actually dated someone. I was dating someone last year where I physically got grossed out by him. I dated him for 2 months.
What?
And I looked at him one morning. He got up and I was like, I am so unattracted to you. I was like repulsed. I don't know what happened. Women are weird. This switch went off, and I was like, I could not get dressed and get out of there fast enough, and I ended it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's scary. Leading up to it, and he wasn't that much kind. I don't think he had a great heart. I didn't think he said some things to me the night before that kind of turned me off and set off some alarms, and then I was just repulsed. Happened.
You're out there.
Yep. Okay, so here's some reasons why she does have sex with you.
Oh,
you want to know?
See. Yeah, I want to see.
You're a good kisser.
Oh, I'm a wonderful kisser.
Are you?
At least I think.
Has women told you that?
Yes, but I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Okay. You're never too old for a steamy makeout session. In fact, a well-executed kiss would be your golden ticket to a main event. According to a recent study in the Journal of Evolutionary Psychology, women are far less likely than men to have sex with a bad kisser. So she thinks you're a bad kisser, you're not going to get the goods. So improve your kissing. Here's what turns her on, though. A partner that makes the first move, smells fresh, and caresses her while kissing. So true. Caress my neck, my ears, my breasts, my arms. Caress me. Don't just kiss me. Like, use your hands up and down my body.
Hold the face.
Ah, I love the face holding.
Yeah.
Men don't do that enough. They only do that in the movies. I swear to God. Or they do like once on that. Like, hold my. That is such a hot move when a guy holds your face. It's really sexy.
Do it.
I just want to think about it right now for a moment. Do it. Okay. Another reason why she has sex with you, it seems like it's the next natural step in a relationship. So maybe you've wined, you've dined her, you've done all these things. And the missing link is commitment. It's the key to sexual motivation in women. So it's not like you have to, like, give her a ring or anything. But sometimes to help a woman have sex with you or want to feel sex, she needs to feel connected to you. And by commitment, it could be, like, you're sharing intimate details of your life with her. You're talking about your day. You're emotionally in it. You know, and then she might be ready to drop her drawers. That's
how we
feel
connected. I like when they
drop the drawers.
We
need to feel connected. Okay, another reason she's going to have sex with you is you make her feel sexy. That's huge, huge, huge. I don't know why guys, and Menace, your whole theory that, like, if I compliment a woman too much, she's not, she's going to think she's got me and then I'm not,
and then they take advantage. No.
Bullshit.
It is not bullshit.
Honey, it is such bullshit.
I swear by it.
I can't tell you, if you are a confident man and,
I am a confident man, but I'm just saying I don't want to be taken advantage of. And
honey,
that
you're
will
not
going to
get taken advantage. I think that's old.
Happen.
That's like old. You got to like release that. Like you are.
Every
at a point.
It's not my own experience. It's every guy
like
that I know.
You're like an evolved. Okay, you're a man. I don't know if you're evolved, but you're a man. I just think that telling a woman that she's sexy and listen to.
I'm saying that never. I'm not. See, you're twisting it. I never said never compliment a woman, but excessively compliment them. They're just gonna
just 10 times a day.
It's not gonna be as special if you do it once in a while. That's what I'm saying.
You need to do it more than once in a while. There's 10 times a day, which I think is great, or once in a while. Listen to the things she says about herself. Watch the way she reacts when you touch her, certain areas. This clues you into the body parts that she's insecure about and lets you know where to tread lightly. You may give her a compliment, but she can turn it around to hear a negative. If she's self-conscious about her butt, for example, and you say, you have a great round butt, she hears fat, not great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, my ass is round, it's fat. So when it comes to her sensitive spots, stick to universal compliments. Your butt looks great in those jeans.
Yeah.
Make her feel sexy. Tell her she turns you on. Tell her that you love the little, like, you notice her eyes, how her eyes sparkle. Really?
What pair of jeans does your butt look best in?
I don't know. I'm having that issue lately.
Really?
Yeah. It's funny you should ask because I have many, many, many pairs of jeans and I have no friggin' idea. And I kind of want a guy friend to come over and have him tell me which jeans I should get rid of and which ones I shouldn't because I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Just telling you.
All right.
All right. Another reason she might have sex with you is she's in a romantic setting. Whisk her off to an exotic location and you're sure to score. It's less about the destination and more about the shared intimacy of otherness or being outsiders, of being outsiders to set the move.
Why can I be whisked? Sorry. Long day, everybody. Why can't I be taken off to...
You can be whisked away. You can.
Yeah.
With these strong, independent women that you love.
I'd love them. When will I be whisked?
You should be whisked away. You got to date the right women. That the whiskey way. I'm not sure what kind of... You're not dating now, but you should.
I would
date a woman who'd... I'd love to whisk. I'd love to be like the breadwinner and the whisker.
The whisker.
The whisker awayer. I would. I can't wait till I'm at that point. I don't want to rely on a man to do that. It's nice when he does it, but I want to do it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good. Okay. How are we doing here? Are we...
We're done.
We're done. Okay. Awesome.
Tomorrow's going to be a great show.
Tomorrow's
we're going to have some perverts
awesome.
Stop by.
They're not perverts because they massage my clitoris, Menace.
It's going to be perverts that touch a clitoris that I get to talk to, and it's going to be awesome.
Menace, please
And they're
be
part
nice.
Of a cult.
Tread lightly. Seriously, they're good guys. They
oh,
can
I'm
take
sure
you on,
they're
though.
Amazing.
They're amazing. You'll love it.
Good, take me on.
I went on an orgasmic meditation retreat. I got my clitoris massaged, stroked.
By random men
that I never met, and they're going to be on the show tomorrow. So Tune in, and it's free Friday.
And another thing, we're at the Stitcher Studios. You can listen to the Sex with Emily show on your smartphone, your Droid, your iPhone, any smartphone that is able to download an app. You stream the show. You just download it right there. It will tell you when the new show is available.
True that.
When you're a Friends with Benefits member, you put in your password once, and you get the entire show. And that's how
pretty
I
pretty awesome. That's how I listen to. Yeah. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet extremely powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.